Mr. Peppers, do you want to comment on the assault charges?
He's not going to comment now, but what I said in the courtroom, I'll repeat, that we have evidence that completely contradicts the alleged victim's story, and I expect my client to be fully exonerated.
It was video evidence?
Yes, and other evidence as well.
That is the lawyer for Jabril Peppers, accused of some truly awful things, choking his girlfriend, throwing her down the stairs, placing her out on the street without any clothes on, things like this. You hear the lawyer there claiming, well, we have video evidence. It's going to ultimately prove his innocence. It'll exonerate him. And so that was the exchange yesterday in Braintree. The question becomes, what do the Patriots do with Jabril Peppers? And how does it all apply to the situation moving forward? Because he's not going to be due back in court until November. So I don't think we're going to get a ton of updates on this.
Right.
Gerard Mayo yesterday on the Greg Hill Show, Keith, and we didn't spend a ton of time on this yesterday, but he did say he's going to be invited back into the facility. He's still on the team at this hour. Should he be?
Yeah, so these ones are always tough to talk about, and they pop up, unfortunately, all the time, it seems like, whether it's the NFL, other sports. And without knowing everything that's going on, it's so hard to know for sure, right? To be like, he should be off the team, or you should 100%, you know, just play him until it all plays out, because you don't know, and people end up looking really stupid. Like, the people right now that are, like, dead set, like, get rid of him, he should be off the team. But then what if there is proof that he didn't do anything wrong? And then you're like, so somebody said something about him, and now you're going to immediately knee-jerk reaction, get rid of him? But also, you do have to take it very seriously, like, what is being brought up. And so if it is true, he doesn't need to be on the team anymore. He doesn't need to play on this team.
How about this?
You think you kind of put him on ice for a little bit.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Should he play in the meantime?
No.
And you have the injury out, so like you can say, oh, yeah, he's not cleared yet.
No, I don't think so. And then there's also the part where I don't know if this knocks you out. I mean, this might be something the league looks into, is the more serious situation is the assault and the strangulation. But then there's also like, yeah, that's my cocaine. So I think the cocaine thing might be enough for the league to be like, all right, you're not going to play for a little bit. And I know they don't rule that quickly, but for the Patriots to say, we're going to sit you out. And so, the team sucks, right? And I bring that up because it's a lot easier to make examples of players when the team is bad. So, like, Jalen Reagor, on a lesser degree, he was obviously upset, and he was popping off about his role. All right, see you later. Like, you can do that. It maybe shouldn't be this way, but when the team is really good or the player is really good, it's like, well, can we kind of look the other way here and make sure they can find a way on the field?
Not for nothing. They just paid him. Now, there might be a way to get out of the contract.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's violating your contract, and they could probably recoup some of that money.
The cocaine
clause. But like,
no cocaine.
They paid him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, does that impact their decision making at all? It shouldn't, but it might.
This kind of makes it a gray area, too. He's also technically hurt.
Yeah.
Right, so it's not like we don't even know if he's healthy enough to play.
Well,
on Sunday.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I think there are a variety of outs where you don't have to cut him right away.
Yeah,
you let the legal process play out, but you shouldn't put him on the field in the meantime. I'm with you on that.
But I'm curious about the lawyer was pretty dead set that he has proof. They like video proof.
Yeah,
like all right, like are we gonna see that? Or I mean, can they show the Patriots that, and then that way they'll feel better about whether or not they make that? I mean, probably not because it's a legal case right now.
Well, we know Gerard and Jabril Peppers already talked. We know that.
Yeah.
And so
it was his call from prison.
Yeah, I don't know what the Patriots know. Ted Johnson, by the way, tweeted this out yesterday. I think this is interesting. As like a side product, we called it yesterday multiple times, rock bottom for the Patriots, worst it's been since the early 90s. And hopefully there's a light at the end of the tunnel with Drake May. I'm more skeptical of that today. Ted says, if you don't think the arrest of Jabril Peppers impacts the timeline for when Drake May is going to start, then I have some Rolexes I want to sell you out of the trunk of my car.
Who's got Rolexes?
I guess.
I'm not a watch guy.
No.
No.
I'd
tell time by the sun.
If it's a good deal, I'd buy it out of the trunk of a car.
Sure.
Yeah.
Looks good. A little Rolex.
Got to be real.
Yeah.
He says, playing DM, Drake May, changes the focus to the future and gives the fan base hope. In other words,
he called Drake May DM?
Yep, he did.
That's
slide into the DMs. You don't think that's going to stick?
He's DM.
Yeah, you don't think that's going to stick?
Well, Drake May is like a cool enough name. I don't think you need to go by DM.
There is a lot you can do with May.
Yeah.
And even Drake.
Drake?
Yeah.
We love the Drake.
Hashtag don't break Drake.
Don't break Drake.
I don't like that one as much.
I love the Drake.
But he's insinuating that.
But they haven't made that call yet.
No,
don't you think if they announced it yesterday, that takes almost all the attention, just the way our minds work? We're like, oh, this
if
is.
If they announce it right now, it'll take our minds off Jabril Peppers and we'll all move on.
They haven't announced it yet.
No.
So.
Do you think any, no matter where it is, do you think that's any part of their thought process and any part of their thinking?
No.
All right, well, then go buy some Rolexes out of
Ted's
car.
I'll buy a Rolex, then I'll try to flip it. What I'll do is I'll buy it for 10, sell it for 20. That's a profit for me.
It's true. So what do the Patriots do with Jabril Peppers? Should he be on the team? Should he be allowed to play in the meantime? And does it factor into the Drake May decision-making at all? Ted Johnson thinks it does.